One of the things that the summer brings is anticipation of the season, but in the real world involved in football, it's about meetings. And the SEC meetings and conference spring meetings are ahead of us, and we're going to have summer meetings as well, as we do a lot of planning. And so we're going to talk a little bit about today what role Texas and Oklahoma is going to play during SEC meetings. What does the scheduling looks like? In Oklahoma and Texas issues are, what about Texas, Texas A&M rivalry game? And scheduling is definitely going to take center stage at the SEC spring meetings, as we're close enough to begin to think about the arrival of Oklahoma in Texas, and that's going to bring about some real interesting discussions. You are listening to the Landry Football Podcast on the Landry Football Podcast Network. The topic for today, we're going to get into it. A reminder, you can get even more detailed breakdowns on everything going on in the world of college football, NFL, over at LandryFootball.com. LandryFootball.com. If it involves players, teams, coaches, schemes, inside information on college, NFL, we got it covered for you at LandryFootball.com. Try it out for a month. Try it out for 6 months. Take advantage of the scouting season offer. That's the best deal that we've got going. It'll take you through a complete 12-month process. You get all the inside information leading into the season, all the previews leading into the season, all the games in the season, all the coaching changes and the coaching searches towards the end of the season. We've got recruiting and transfer portal, spring practice next year. You got the free agency, the draft in the NFL. You name it, we got it. It's one-stop shopping football at LandryFootball.com. Take advantage of the scouting season offer today. You're listening to the Landry Football Podcast on the Landry Football Podcast Network. So make sure that you subscribe, like, and share on Apple or Spotify, the Landry Football Podcast Network, so that you don't miss any of our football content. The SEC meeting features, spring meetings, features two new members this year, the presidents and athletic directors from Oklahoma and Texas have arrived in Destin to meet with the current 14 teams in the conference. The Sooners and the Longhorns are not going to join the SEC until 2024, which, folks, that's a year away. That is a lot sooner than maybe we thought it might be. But they are still on site to get to be involved in the process, see how the process works, and at least voice their opinion on it. I think that they're going to have a voice. I think they're certainly, when it relates to themselves and how things might be best figured out, and I think it brings another pair of eyes of maybe how things have been done, but it allows them to see how things have been done in the SEC. You know, the issue is they're going to participate. You know, they can vote until it counts. So basically, when they sit there and have an official vote, Oklahoma and Texas are not allowed. But when they have unofficial votes, a straw poll to kind of get a feel for it, they're going to be allowed to vote, because what's going to happen is in these discussions are going to affect them down the road. Joe Castiglione, longtime athletic director at Oklahoma, and Chris Del Conte, the athletic director at Texas, well-respected individuals. They're going to be at hand, of course, on hand in the meetings. And I've given them an opportunity to get a feel for what things are like before their vote becomes official next season. And I know that they're well-respected. They're involved. And know these athletic directors, in many cases, from a lot of work that they have done in their administrative career. So they're well-respected. They have been around college athletics for a while, so that's going to help. Whether to move to a nine-game conference schedule in 24 is perhaps the biggest issue facing the SEC in these meetings. Obviously, that issue is related to Oklahoma and Texas joining the league that year. For right now, it appears that teams are leaning towards sticking with an eight-game model that's currently in place for at least the first season of Oklahoma and Texas's arrival. That would be a change for both teams, as the Big 12 operates with a nine-game league state. Oklahoma and Texas are expected to renew their Red River rivalry with the State Fair of Texas. If an eight-game schedule is ultimately what they decide upon, teams will keep one traditional rivalry for the 24th season. Naturally, the Sooners and Texas would stick with each other, and the Red River rivalry is expected to be renewed at the Texas State Fair. Although it's nothing's official, that's what the plans are. There's no plans to go anywhere, despite the talk about moving it to AT&T Stadium or possibly going home and home, which is obviously what Georgia and Florida have talked a lot about. Every year since 1932, Texas and Oklahoma has played at the Cotton Bowl. Austin, Norman, Oklahoma City, and Houston are all hosted in the early days of the rivalry, but Dallas was set in stone back in 32. So Big 12 logo is going to be on the Cotton Bowl field for the last time in 23 this year. Beginning in 24, there'll be a fresh-looking SEC logo on the 25-yard line, signaling a new time in the Red River Showdown. Now, what about Texas, Texas A&M? It looks like, as you would expect, that Chris Del Conte and Ross Bjork, the athletic director at A&M, are going back and forth over restarting the Texas, Texas A&M rivalry game. While Texas joins the SEC in 24, the Longhorns, when they join it, in 24, it's going to renew their rivalry with Texas A&M, which I think is, when you think one of the bad things about like Oklahoma and Nebraska's rivalry breaking up because of the switching of conferences, this is going to be great to have this rivalry renewed. Texas, Texas A&M, I hope it goes back to Thanksgiving Day to add a little bit more college football on Thanksgiving Day. But Texas, Texas A&M is so great. And now they got some things to figure out. Where will the first game be played? How is it going to fit into the SEC schedule, whatever that schedule might look like? So if you ask Chris Del Conte, it's not clear where they'll play the first game. If you ask Russ Bjork, the answer is simple. He believes it's going to be in College Station. We'll see. I don't know that that's going to be the league is going to have to decide that, but certainly with feedback. When do they play? I think Thanksgiving weekend is the best way to go. I think TV would want that. I think it would make a lot of sense. It really doesn't matter if the first game or the middle of the season, it's a big game. But it is, I think, set, and I'm old school, and I go back to when I grew up, Texas, Texas A&M on Thanksgiving was big. So there's going to be a lot of back and forth, and there's going to be, obviously, A&M has still got their panties in a wad about Texas joining, because that's the one thing that separated A&M from Texas. It's the one thing that made Texas A&M relevant against Texas, and that is they were now in the SEC and Texas was not. Now that Texas is in the SEC, the big brother, little brother syndrome is back in full force. So I think we're going to find out a lot more about the scheduling with regard to spring meetings. Big topic of conversation is whether it's going to be eight games selected or move to nine. I'm sure there are going to be discussions on that, and I'm sure there's going to be thoughts. Now, some coaches such as Eliah Drinkwitz made the case for a nine-game schedule. He doesn't carry a lot of weight, but, you know, Nick Saban has been a proponent of that. He does. I think Texas would like a nine-game schedule. I think the two potential schedule models both have permanent opponents involved. Under the eight-game slate, teams would have one permanent opponent every year, while the nine-game idea, the teams would have three permanent opponents. So as you can see, whether it's an eight- or nine-game schedule is the key to any discussion about where we're going to go on the permanent opponents, how many, and what have you. So it's unclear if a schedule decision will come this week when they meet. But the conversation is sure to continue as the SEC prepares to expand to 16 teams in 2024. So fun times, interesting times, and something that people care an awful lot about, particularly here in the South, where we want to know who they're going to play and the scheduling and how it's going to be. And people keep asking me a million times, well, what division Texas and Texas A&M are going to be in? How's that going? Are they going to restructure? Folks, I don't think they're going to be divisions. I think that the model is likely that we're going to go to a pod system with 16 teams, where you have maybe a more more organized scheduling, where you're going to see each school be able to play every other school in the SEC within, you know, a four-year period, three or four-year period. So those are the type of things that they're going to begin to decide and hopefully get figured out here really, really soon, as it won't be long before it's next year at this time. As we all know, time flies. Getting all of this squared away before the start of next year at this time is going to require a lot of planning from right now on forward. Hey, a reminder again, check out the latest. We'll keep you up to date on everything here on the Landry Football Podcast Network. So make sure that you subscribe, like, and share. Spread the word, if you would, about the Landry Football Podcast Network. Signing up is free. You just go to Apple, Spotify, sign up for the Landry Football Podcast Network so that you don't miss any of our football shows. Also, a reminder to check out LandryFootball.com. Take advantage of the scouting season offer that we have. It's a 12 months, the best deal that we've got going. Try it out for a month or 6 months, whatever is your pleasure. It is cheaper. It's less than $10 a month if you try it out for a month. It's cheaper than that if you try it out for 6 months. Cheaper even more so if you try it out for the scouting season offer. So whatever is your pleasure, check it out, LandryFootball.com. If it involves players, teams, coaches, schemes on the college or NFL level, we got it covered for you at LandryFootball.com and the Landry Football Podcast Network. Well, that'll do it for this show. A reminder to keep it here. We'll be breaking it down for you here and over at LandryFootball.com to take advantage of all the offers that we have so that you don't miss any of our football content. Head on over to LandryFootball.com, hit contact Chris on the top bar, send me a question, send me some thoughts, things that you want me to address here on a future podcast, and we'll get it done. Appreciate you joining us. Talk to you next time, everybody.